Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and He is truly coming back. He's coming back. His return is imminent. You know, one day it's got to happen. He's going to take His people off earth. He's going to send the angel to take His people out of the earth. And Jesus prophesied this. And remember, He does everything precisely. People, when they study the Word and they read what Jesus said, He meant every word of what He said. It was well thought out. It was peace. It was the perfect plan of God. It satisfied the love of God, the great and wonderful love of God, and the holiness of God. So it's true. And then the wisdom of God. Every word that Jesus has spoken does the perfect will of God. And the perfect will of God, the fellowship of that is peace. Now, in every part of what He said, He meant, and it's important. Theologians do the same thing that Prophet Hannah did. Hananiah told the people that Jeremiah's prophecy was not true. Jeremiah in chapter 26 and 27, he prophesied that all the ambassadors had come to Israel from about four or five great nations. The ambassadors came, and the Lord sent Jeremiah to tell them. He said, make a yoke. And He said, go and tell them, everybody that do not, that every king in every nation that won't put their neck under the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar will be destroyed. And their people will be taken to Babylon as slaves. And these ambassadors had to go back and tell their kings what Jeremiah prophesied. Now, it takes time to make a yoke out of wood, an ox yoke. He had to make this thing and put it on his neck, and he walked up to him wearing it. That was evidence that the Lord was in it. How would he know to make a yoke at a time that the ambassadors would be there? How would he know that they would be there in the first place? How would he know where to go? With a yoke. At the point in time that all these ambassadors were there, who told him that they were going to be there? And then he said, everybody that don't put their neck under the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar the king will be killed taken to Babylon to be prisoner slaves. And he talked about how he gave all the nations to Nebuchadnezzar. Now they knew some things, that these kings knew some things about each other. Nebuchadnezzar was probably not the most military wise king, but he had the anointing because God chose him to do this. And they probably underestimated. This is not cold speculation, but I know how the Lord works. Nebuchadnezzar was a man also on a quest to know the truth. And he was mean enough to take over the world, the Lord had to deal with idolatry, and this man did. He fit the bill. You know, in modern times, it'll be like somebody from some king from South America going to take over the whole world. You know, they probably laughed at him. Then the prophet Hananiah want to smooth things over. He said, after two full years, this will be over with, and all the things of of Nebuchadnezzar would be over. And this was something that they wanted. They knew that they were in idolatry, and they knew they were wrong, and maybe this would be a 2-year punishment. We'll be back to normal. Even Jeremiah said, amen, so a true prophet can believe a lie of a false prophet. But the Lord sent him back and told him, you made the people believe a lie, and you're going to die this year. And then in the next chapter, it showed that he died in the 7th month. Sometimes people do Jesus the same way. Jesus said precisely what he meant. It's up to us to study what he meant, receive what he meant, and benefit from it. Or we can go with cold religion and just make our own rules, like Hananiah did, who died in the 7th month. Now, this man was not a fly-by-night prophet. He was a real prophet that taught wrong. He became a false prophet because he taught untruth. And then all of Jeremiah's word happened. Hananiah's word failed. To bring it back home to you, this is equivalent to somebody that's well-known, a well-known TV evangelist or pastor. An unknown prophet come up and prophesy. And then he come, his perception is, I'm greater than you. Well, no prophet is greater than another. The prophets are subject to the prophet. The prophets are subject to the prophets in God's kingdom. But sometimes people get in pride and they forget some things. This is equivalent to somebody that's well known that has prophesied and their words have come to pass in the past. But now they flip. And the people will go with what seems greater, except for the people who know God. See, that's what Daniel wrote about. He said, the people that do know the Lord, they will be strong and do exploits. When other people are falling off, they're going to be steadfast. Everybody don't buy lies. You can't tell true men of God and true women of God a lie and they go along with it. They see straight through. When you operate in the light of God's word, when you hear him, when you learn his voice, when you go in his presence and seek his face and learn who he is, and then people say otherwise, you know that they're lying. You know it's not true. You know it's not right. You know it's going to be bad. You know it's not going to work out right. And you see it for what? Because when you're in the true light, darkness don't fit anymore. If you live in his presence in the true light, the things in the dark won't make sense to you. You'll know it's not of God. There's no love in it. It's not holy, and it's not wise. So it can't be God. And I hear the voice of the Lord without seeing him. And the enemy, I know the enemy wants to stop what God has done in me. And when he speaks, it don't fit. If it seemed to fit, I pray. When the Lord tells me to do things that's new to me, I ask for confirmations. I ask questions to get more insight. When the word of the Lord comes to you saying something, it's always important. So I don't ignore it. But I look for it to fit everything that he's already done. And there's a consistency. Even if it's new, there's a consistency. And then I measure it by what Jesus said. Always measure what God tells you. I always talk about trust. Trust in God. Measure it by what Jesus said. Measure it by what his disciples said. And what the Holy Ghost revealed through his disciples is more advanced than what Jesus said. It's more of what Jesus said. It's the same. You can measure what they say about what Jesus said. And it's more advanced. They're building on the foundation of what Jesus said. And when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, he's building on the foundation of what Jesus said. But if you're not in alignment with what Jesus said in the first place, then your prophecy will be out of alignment and you'll be out of alignment. When people prophesy and then it comes to pass, that looks good. Sid Roth says so many people prophesy things and then some of it is opposite of what others have prophesied. And I've seen that on YouTube. People prophesy things. You can't be relaxed, so relaxed that you don't follow the peace. The devil talks too. And he's trying to hide the light and do things that shouldn't be done. And we have to pay more attention to the holy word of God, the wise word of God, the loving word of God. When you are a vessel of honor, when God is using you to be a vessel for others, don't ever take it upon yourself to love this world more than God's people. Learn to hate recognition. Never try to receive fame for following God. That's a miss of the point. Whatever God do through us, it's a grace. Now, I know the Lord's got to return and people going to be separated that think they're in the kingdom of God and they've drifted and they wouldn't repent. And see, when the glory comes, when God comes in his glory, they're going to run from him. They're going to know that they're wrong. When sin is in people's life, the last thing they want is to be in the glory of God. A lot of people don't know that. That's why he's stopping in midair so they won't die. That's why he don't come to the ground at the rapture. He stops in midair to meet his people when the angels bring them up. And the angels bring us up individually, because some people are of God and there's no sin in their life. And some people, they love God, but there's sin in their life and they can't go. A lot of preachers differ with me because they're just like Hananiah. And the word said this. What I just said is scriptural. People who have sin in their life will not go. The rapture is for people who love God. They're ready when he came. They're like the five virgins that kept themselves pure. They're not like the foolish virgins who did what they wanted to do and forgot about God and the love of God and the wisdom of God. Jesus made the distinction as clear as day. It's understandable. It's notable. Every preacher I know have preached about it. Whether they got it or not, that's on them. But you can't listen to Hananiah anymore. You're going to have to go in your prayer closet and get to know the Holy Spirit and say what he say and do what he does. Now, to those who do that, all these things about trust apply to you. You're going to have to stick with it. When God give you something, it's true. It lines up with the love of God, the holiness of God, and the wisdom of God. It's safe. It's pure. It works. It's safe. It's pure. And it works. And it's notable by the peace. Follow the peace. Follow peace. And you'll stay safe. When other people are doing whatever, you'll be safe and not sorry. You'll be doing the perfect will of God when other people are failing. And you'll know that God is moving by His Spirit in your life. And it'll be notable. It'll be true. It'll be wise. It'll make sense. And it'll fit with all the true prophets. And you can trust what the Lord tells you more than what you can trust what somebody else has said. Some things are true. Some things are false. Some people don't do their homework. Chuck Missler used to say, do your homework. We're having a relationship with the Lord. It's not about, don't be in a rush to say stuff on God's behalf. See, just because people want you to say, pay attention to Him. When I have to speak to God's people, I take it serious. So I pay close attention to the Holy Spirit. Every time. And then the words of God are sanctioned. He gives it. He preached. If you, depending on different audience, I preach to different audiences. And when the Lord have me speak, people that hear me a lot is different. People that are mature is different. People that are immature, it's different. And people that don't know God, it's like preaching to a kindergarten. Even though you may say some profound things, it'll be things on the level of the people. Because if you give people, and God is also hiding. He's hiding His face from the proud. The proud people, God don't want to talk to them about the deeper things of God, because they'll use the information against His will, just like their whole life is against His will. They're just like Hananiah. They want to be famous. Their love for fame is greater than their love for God, so they'll twist His words when they get afraid. Remember, before Christ came, everybody who followed the world somewhere, they did what Satan would do. They tried to prevent Christ from coming. Just like Goliath said, he was going to feed David to the dogs. He ended up getting fed to the dogs. They tried to prevent him from coming. And then when he came, everybody that got worldly tried to kill him. Now that he's come, he's died for us. We have the victory. Satan can't handle us anymore. Now, what they try to do now is, this is everybody, even Christians that get lukewarm and love the world somewhere. Anybody, whether they're of the world, whether they're Christians, lukewarm, whether they're tares, they try to turn off the lights. Now, they can't turn your light off. The world can't turn your light off. But the world will try to persuade you to be like them and compromise. And once you compromise, you turn the lights off. You're laughing at their jokes again. You're doing what they're doing. You're speaking lies. You're compromised when you turn your lights off. So never turn off your lights. Leave your lights on. Leave them on. Do what God is doing. Do what God is sanctioning you to do. And it works. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. The next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.